and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavenlies.
The greatest need of the end time saints is walking in the covenant. The greatest revelation those living in these last days need to have is the revelation of the covenant. If you can just get that, every other thing will be all right. I began a series on this, just starting it in Lagos. Within the last couple of weeks, you need to hear the kind of stories we're hearing. People who have been robbed completely. And after robbing them, the armed robbers can't take the properties and go. They will return all the properties, and in some cases, they will pay the person while apologizing. There were two ladies where they actually had to pay them extra money and apologize to them for robbing them. Have you ever heard of such things in Lagos? These were night robberies. Oh, Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory be to the name of Jesus. There is a revival. The year 2006 is the year of heaven and earth. I don't know about you, but I followed them, not only them who through faith and patience obtained the promises, I followed them who have been seasoned in the things of God. Men who have integrity in handling the things of the Spirit. Kenneth Hagin left for us certain prophecies just before leaving. And for the last 2-3 years, I've been monitoring what he left behind. I read it at least 4 times every year. At the end of every quarter, I'll pick it. I have a copy of it. I'll pick it and read it again to be sure that it's happening. Do you know the amazing thing? I've been following this thing for the last 3 years. Everything the man said has been happening. The year 2005, he said this is the year of judgment. It's going to come at different levels. And those nations, those cities, those states that were near the seaside, visited by hurricanes in the last couple of months, you go there now, all those homosexuals, you don't find them anymore. The homosexual people have bobbed their head. They are now in church. Some are even preaching now. One of the first major hurricanes that hit it, Katrina, they say Katrina means purification. But what I'm trying to let you know is that Papa Hagin saw it 4 years before it happened. Talked about some of these things, you know, what will happen at the national scene and all that. I checked our nation to see. Have you noticed that this year has been a year of accountability, even in the political? Have you heard of Inspector General of Police being in prison any time in this nation before? You are hearing what is happening to a governor. Even some things that some used to get away with in the past. I also want to warn those of us who are in the church to sit up. But the year 2006 is the year of heaven and earth. That is the year when heaven and earth will collide. You have been hearing about the end time wave, the last move of God. It has started. Those who will not seek God in this season, they will be forced to seek Him. These are not the days when we beg you to give your life to Christ. In case you are here, you have not given your life to Christ. You are playing with your life. They arrest you for not putting your seatbelt in Lagos. So put your seatbelt. As if seatbelt will protect the security man. Is it not you in the car he will protect? 2 Timothy chapter 3. Know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. I'm just interested in that one line. In the last days, dangerous times shall come. So I will talk to you a little about living in dangerous times. When soldiers are ready to go to war, they are dressed for the battle. Perilous times shall come. And God began to list, the scripture began to list, men shall be lovers of themselves, all kinds of things, trust breakers, they don't keep covenant, despisers of those that are good, disobedient to parents. I want you to know that while all these are happening, you should understand the question that should be at the back of your mind is why? Why is that children now don't want to obey parents? Why is that in churches now it's hard to keep people under submission? Why is it that now people don't keep covenants anymore? What is going on earth? Mm-hmm. When you ask the right questions, you get the right answer. You ask the wrong questions, it can lead you further from the truth. The Bible tells us why. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. Last time I read this scripture, the woe was declared on the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. I said, if you want to buy a piece of property beside any of the major water bodies, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, any of them, be sure the Holy Ghost is leading you. We were talking and laughing about some of these things. So somebody said, it's better to go upland though and build your house because of all these tsunamis and all this is coming from the sea. I said, didn't you also read that it's a woe to the inhabitants of both what? Sea and land. So it's not safer on land. There are other natural disasters designed to catch those on land. We are living in dangerous times. If you are not aware of that, you are blind to realities. The truth is, the statement in Revelation 12, verse 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, was predicated on one simple reason. He said, for the devil is come down to you with great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time. 2,000 years ago, if you backdate, Jesus was here in the flesh as a human. He walked, he started his ministry. And everywhere he had an encounter with demon-possessed individuals, normally the devils will speak out. We say, we know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. We know you. You threw us out of heaven. And now you have come on earth again. But the devil will always say something. He said, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not before the time. Everyone say before the time. That was 2,000 years ago. Don't torment me before the time. Don't destroy me before the time. I appeal to God's throne to defend me in this matter. Amazingly, Jesus yielded. I used to wonder, why did he listen to that devil? Why didn't he just send him to hell? The devil himself appealed to God against the Son of God. He said, I adjure thee by God. It's like you say, Satan, I adjure thee in the name of Jesus. The devil himself said, Jesus, I adjure thee by the authority of the Father. When the criminal is a lawyer, when he knows the law, he's a dangerous one. This one we are dealing with knows the law. That's why he is able to do certain things, not because he's powerful, but because he's crafty, he's wise. There is something right now that the devil knows that many people in the church don't know. We pay lip service to it at times, even preachers. But we don't have a revelation of it. Time is running out. The implication of that to the assignment, the vision, and the mandate God has given us as his people is very, very serious. We are focusing on the implication to our lives as individuals. Because that time that is called extra time in football, the finishing time, is the most crucial. Of the two parties that are playing, if it's in wrestling, if it's in boxing, when they start the first time, they might take it easy. They go first round one, and the boxing is going to go for rounds 15. They get to round 12, round 13, round 14, everybody becomes desperate. Especially the one that is on the losing end. The devil already knows his end. He knows that he's losing. He knows that he's going to end up in prison. But before I go down, his program is, many people will go down with me. Amazingly, he's not just talking about souls of men who are not saved. He's also interested in dragging some from the church down. Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Be vigilant, your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may. I want you to notice that he is seeking. And I want you to know that it is whom he may. Why is he seeking? He can go around a congregation like this, everybody shouting and screaming. And he sees 5 people without covering. He says, shout. Go ahead and shout. You're under pastoral covering. Now when you finish, come out. And in case tonight you can enter this place, whether you knew why you came in here or not, and somebody has been pursuing you, death or Satan, this night they will let go of your destiny. We don't need wrestling for that one to happen. No. There are areas you should not wrestle with the devil. You should just walk over him. Those are the areas that the covenant declares as your boundary. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 7. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought and prevailed not. Neither was there any place found anymore in heaven for him. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out where? Into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. I want to help you understand something. A lot of people read this scripture, they think this was talking about the first defeat of the devil. Satan has, the Bible talks about the three defeats of the devil in the Bible. First was when he rebelled in heaven, he was cast down. That one happened before the creation of man, Adam. Second was when Jesus came down to earth to meet him again on earth and defeated him on the cross. And then went down to pay him a visit in his own domain, went down to hell, finished the devil, defeated him, took the keys of death and hell for him, and returned back victoriously. There's one more battle the Bible talks about, this one. To let you know that this particular writing refers to the time you and I are living in. Turn to Daniel chapter 12. Let me show you one verse there. I have an announcement to make, and you better take note of it. The conflict that started in the spiritual realm, the conflict that used to take place in the heavens, has now come down to earth literally. Daniel chapter 12. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. It's only those whose names are in the book of life that will escape. But look at verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. I want you to know that he's talking about just about the time the rapture and the resurrection will take place. That's when Michael will stand up in defense of the nation of Israel, and it will lead to this conflict, which will result in a time of unprecedented trouble on earth. The perilous time will occur just before the rapture, just before the resurrection of the dead. This war that Michael will stand to withstand the enemy is not the first one where he threw him from heaven. This is the war that will flush Satan and all of his fallen angels out of the second heaven. The first war was fought in the third heaven and he was thrown down. Now Satan occupies the air. He's called the prince of the power of the air. But this time around, he's going to be cleared out from the atmosphere, and his power, influence, will be directly felt on earth at a level that we have not known it before. In the time past where he used to visit the earth and go, now he will be living here with mankind. If you read the ending of that chapter 12, and remember, these books were not written in segments. It was just one book, the book of Revelation. As the last statement was made in chapter 12, do you know how chapter 13 began? And I saw a beast rise out of the sea. This is also the time that the Antichrist will manifest. It is the coming down of these forces. The Bible says, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Who will shake them? God will commission Michael to bring all of them down. At this time, there will be perplexities in the nation, crisis in the families, problems everywhere. It is during this season that this man of lawlessness will arise from the earth. So I want you to know that the spiritual controls the natural. That the physical realm is a mirror. It's a reflection of what is going on in the unseen world. When Job was going through all the attacks that came upon his family, came against his business, came against that, he was quarreling with God. He didn't know that it was not God. There were forces that were unleashed behind the scene, behind the curtain. There were forces pressing all the buttons, attacking and killing everything. Until when God opened his eyes, the physical reflects what is going on in the spiritual. There's a documentary. Science, this is Discovery Channel. This is not church. They have found out that since 1991, natural disasters has been on the increase, to the point that they said 60 major natural disasters happen every year. 60 on the average. And in that documentary, about an hour, 2 hours documentary, they were showing volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, different things. And I wanted to show you something. The Bible tells us exactly what will start happening on earth the moment Satan is thrown down here. The Bible makes it clear that what will happen is that while he's angry at humanity, he's going to take advantage of the forces of nature and other forces of destruction and start unleashing terror on earth. On the nation of Israel, he's going to unleash an allied army of the Arab nations and Russia. The hatred against Israel is going to be on the increase. No amount of peace meetings will solve that problem. It is a war that will solve it. Before we enter into this time of global peace for 1,000 years, we will first experience a major decisive battle in the Middle East. If you read Revelation chapter 12 carefully, Daniel chapter 12 said, Michael, the chief prince, the archangel, some of your translation puts it this way, that defends the nation of Israel. If you read Revelation chapter 12, it said, I saw a woman clothed with 12 stars, the moon and the sun, in pain. That is the nation of Israel. Some of you don't understand that. But you know, if you remember Joseph, before he went to Egypt, Joseph had that vision. He said, I saw the moon and the sun and the 11 stars bowing down to me. He didn't say 12 stars because it was the 12th one. The other 11 tribes were bowing down to him, plus the moon and the sun. That is Israel himself and his wife. That's the symbol of Israel. Nations are represented as a woman. The number one hatred of Satan is against the Jewish people. Second, he's against the church. Then thirdly, he's against every man or woman born of woman, the descendants of Adam. Satan is come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he had but a short time. So what happens is that they've come up with new technologies, new, better ways of destroying lives. That's why the Bible calls it perilous times. They've also employed human beings. If you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, you see different kinds of people he has also mobilized who are helping him. But beyond that, the Bible listed series of events that he will use. I want to point out to you tonight that God is not the one causing the tsunamis. I want to let you know that God is not the one causing the earthquakes. I want you to know that God is not the one causing the famines. I want you to know that God is not the one blowing down aircrafts, causing accidents like they are happening like no man's business now. You know, that documentary was showing that these are natural disasters that used to happen maybe once in 100 years, sometimes once in a millennium. There were some that you will hear. When last did you hear of that? It will be 18 something. He said now they are happening almost on a weekly basis. Because Jesus talking about this said, we get closer and closer. Like a woman that is getting closer to the time of delivery, the bed pangs will begin to shorten. That is, the distance between one major event, disaster, and another will shorten. These things will become more frequent. That is the time we are living in. This is what touched me most. They did a documentary on the tsunami. Cities were wiped out. I called some geologists to my office to discuss what happened. They actually explained to me that even the planet Earth has been reshaped. The map of the world has been redesigned by that one major event. I said, explain tsunami to me. He said, tsunami is what happens when an earthquake occurs at the bottom of the sea, at the bottom of the ocean, when the plates, they are continental plates, that's where the earth crust joins earth crust, and they are oceanic plates. When one of those plates, you can imagine the power that is able to lift. Think about what it takes to lift this building. Think about what it takes to lift a mountain. And somebody can take maybe the whole of Enugu with all the weight on it, use one hand and lift it up. These are supernatural forces, my friends. A guy goes to the bottom of the sea and lifts the earth crust under the water. Force pushes the water. And water starts traveling for miles to the point that it hit the continent of Africa. and hit India, Asia, different nations. What is going on? Satan is no more fishing with hook. He's now using weapons of what? Mass destruction. The church, we're still talking about one-on-one evangelism. Where God is now is mission to nations, to cities, to communities, and to peoples. The vision you should start catching now is about taking nations, taking cities, taking continents, and taking territories. Satan is not talking about... Satan with one crusade in the sea hits about 8 different nations at the same time. What happened is that we have heard the gospel of grace so much that we have become self-centered people. That all we are thinking about is how to get a car, how to get a shoe. When a pastor is giving you testimony, it's about which car. That's why whenever I give testimony, I tell you how many cars we gave away. Not how many cars I got. I'm not interested in that. Because we have reduced car to toothbrush. We come, praise the Lord. Ah, brethren, give the Lord thanks for me, oh. Because he just blessed me with a wonderful husband. Those kind of testimonies will soon end. You know, this four walls of the building has imprisoned the mind of many believers. Tap your friend, tell him. The devil is reaching them in the masses. What is your own vision? The problem is, the man knows that time is out. You think you still have 2,000 years. He knows that time is short, time is running out. So they are no more sleeping now. They are working 24 hours around the clock. We would think we still have 2,000 years more. You see some preachers standing in the pulpit, how they'll be talking. Jesus cannot return, as if he would take permission from you before he comes. Cannot return until whatever. You think you are the one he's waiting for. Because you are not busy. You think many of us are not. We are combing the earth. We're combing the earth. The speed at which the work of God is going on. There are men who have sold their life out for this cause. Satan is firing up. Some ministers are cooling down. Say, we did 2 crusades last year. You should be talking about 24 this year. Say, I gave to the Lord 500,000 last year. This year, you should be talking about 5 million just for you alone. Let me round it up this way. Luke chapter 21. Better get what we are saying. Your life depends on it, on your understanding of some of these truths. Number one is that you have to understand the time you are living in. Number two, you also have to understand the provisions God has made for your security. Luke chapter 21, verse 10. Then he said to them, nations shall rise against nations, kingdom against kingdoms. There are political crises in different places. Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, famines, pestilence, fearful sights. Great signs shall there be from heaven. Verse 20, when you shall see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, let's leave that for now, but it will soon happen. Verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun. Read verse 25 and 26 with me. 1, 2, go. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexities, the sea and the waves roiling. Read verse 26. Men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for what? For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. So what is causing the tsunami? What is causing the earthquakes? What is causing distress in many nations? What is causing that? Is this simple explanation? For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Who is shaking them? And what are these powers of the heaven? The Bible makes it clear that Michael has one more assignment in this last hour. And his job is to flush out all of these fallen angels from the heavenlies. There was war in heaven. Doesn't mean in the third heaven where God lives. Maybe God is going to sit down and they are fighting. No. It's the second heaven. It's the atmosphere. It's the heavenlies. Michael has one more assignment in this last hour, and that is to take Satan and all of the fallen angels. That will also tell you that all of them are not on earth. There are demons that operate here, but most of these fallen angels are not on earth. Some are still locked out in the bottomless pit. Some are locked out because if they are all released here, life will be unbearable. And in these last days, there are about 3 major releases of demonic powers into the earth. 3. This one we are talking about is just one. The other ones that will happen during the tribulation, after the rapture. That's why Jesus said, if those days were not shortened, not many people will be saved. And then he said, as it was in the days of Noah.
So shall it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man. And if you want to go back at the days of Noah, you have to understand that fallen angels came in here, started mingling with human beings, marrying them, sleeping with them, and having children. And it led to an unprecedented era of wickedness on earth. That the wickedness of man grew to a height that God looked on earth. He couldn't find more than 8 people. Of course, he didn't even find one man. The Bible said, Noah now found favor in the sight of God. God said, the end of all flesh has come before me. Why? These were not just human beings. There are forces that has added the acts of wickedness. The Bible said, those days are here. Except that this time around, what happened in the time of Noah will be like a child's play. Why do you think all of a sudden, even priests, even bishops, are no more ashamed to say that they are homosexuals? And they are wedding other priests, wedding other people in the church that Jesus Christ founded. What do you think is going on? These were the things that destroyed the world of Noah. These were the things that destroyed the world of Lot. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And the guy behind that assignment is Michael and his angels. In the midst of all this, the Bible said, look at verse 11, Revelation 12. That's where we'll end it. I want to open to you a mystery. The greatest revelation that I believe any end-time saint must arm himself with is the blood covenant mystery. Do you know how the documentary I read for you ended? He said, nature has risen with venomous hatred on the civilized societies, and the superpowers have no answer to it. Science has no answer against this. Technology has no answer. He said, this thing toys with science and technology like the wind blows the chaff. Megacities are brought to their knees. A whole America, the most powerful nation under the sun, was destabilized. Even the president himself was confused. They didn't have answer. Yes, you will see bodies of Americans floating. If that can happen to America, which other nation can boast in the face of nature? And they will call it the acts of God. But those things are happening to let us know that when the supernatural collides with the natural is so helpless. The whole U.S., I will say, they've never taken light. Light went off in this city state for more than many months. Bodies were rotting and smelling. And when the documentary ended with no solution, and they said it's going to get worse and worse and worse, and they started predicting, they said, we are warning everybody, stay away from harm's way. If you are living close to mountains, stay away. They said, even mountains that have not erupted for years might erupt around you. They said, you live, build your house around the sea. Stay away. For there is no answer to these things. At that moment, the Lord said to me, there is an answer. They just don't know it. Turn to Revelation 12, verse 11. Can I hear somebody say, amen? If you are getting what we are saying, say, I do. Can we read one to go? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimonies. And they loved not their lives unto death. The three secrets for surviving the end times. If he said they overcame him by the latest nuclear weapon, many of you will have said a bigger amen, because your head can figure it out. What you cannot figure out is how the blood can stop an earthquake. What you cannot figure out is how what somebody is saying with his mouth can stop a tsunami. I have news for you. There is only one thing stronger than the forces of nature, is the force of the covenant. It is stronger than earthquake. It is stronger than the sea and the tsunamis. It is stronger than pestilence. It's stronger than all the forces of destruction that Satan can muster. I want you to know something. Noah was one man that lived in a dangerous time. Just before a major global disaster hit this earth, he was flawed. And this flood was not just the one that destroyed a few cities. It was such flood that could destroy the whole earth. The first word God said to Noah, he said, Noah, the end of all earth and all flesh has come before me. But I establish my covenant between me and thee. And I'm bringing you and certain animals into the ark. And he begins to, listen, this is not the reaffirming the confirmation of that covenant which happened after they came out of the ark. Because when Noah offered the sacrifice, God ratified that covenant and gave him the sign of the rainbow to let him know that this thing will not happen again. I'm telling you what saved him in the first place. God said, this thing is coming. The only people who can
escape it
are covenant people.
If you like the deal, run inside this shelter. If you don't like the deal, stay like other people and perish. Didn't you see a group of slaves? They didn't have technology. They didn't have all the wonderful things America had, all the latest bombing techniques, all the latest computer. They were slaves in Egypt for 400 years and they were just coming out. And the sea saw them coming. The sea divided, bowed for them. Why? The covenant. Everyone said the covenant. Why they were in Egypt? After God has brought the message, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are the men I entered into covenant on behalf of this whole nation. I'm bringing you. I'm Jehovah. He didn't introduce himself like he introduced to Abraham. He introduced himself to Abraham as El Shaddai. But when he wanted to introduce himself to the children of Israel in bondage, who were suffering, who needed help, he said, I am Jehovah. That is my covenant name. That is the covenant keeping God. Tell the children of Israel, I am Jehovah. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Tell them, if they will agree with this deal, I will show them that there are two groups of people on earth. That there is one group of people that nature respects. Can I hear somebody say amen? The children of Israel said yes to God. God started. Pestilence and hell will hit the same nation. The same nation, oh, the same Egypt. It will destroy every other person, every other thing, except where these people were. Not even a cattle, not even a fowl. Because when the covenant covers you, it covers everything that belongs to you. To the extent that even the sun respects the covenant. One day, God declares darkness in a day. Afternoon, everywhere, light, nature took light. The whole Egypt was in pitch darkness. Then you move, the moment you get to the border of Goshen, where the children of Israel are, you see the sun shining. How is the sun able to shine on Enugu in the stadium and the rest of Enugu are out of light and is the same sun? I can't explain it, my friend. But there is something stronger than the forces of nature. There is something stronger than tsunami. There is something stronger than the earthquake. It's the force of the covenant. Listen, TBN did another documentary, and I like that, because there are two sides to every news. And they called it Katrina, the test of faith. And they showed the tsunami hitting, destroying churches, destroying houses, both for believers and unbelievers. Because, you see, the devil does not care who you are. He only respects those who have the light. And here was a servant of God. He said, God told him, don't move an inch. It doesn't matter what comes from the sea. Put a bloodline around your property. And he went and put a bloodline. He said, Father, Rahab the harlot was in the city of Jericho. When an earthquake occurred and the walls of Jericho went down, the walls of Jericho did not fall. Because if it were to fall, the side would have been another wall. The wall was so wide that six chariots. Do you know how a chariot sometimes has about 4 to 6 horses? Six chariots can run on top of the wall side by side. That's where a harlot was living. Her house was attached to the wall. The mystery about the wall of Jericho, they've excavated it, they've discovered it, the archaeologists. They found it buried in the earth. Because what God did was just activate nature. Earthquake. The ground opened, the wall went down. So, but anyway, when earthquake occurred in Jericho, after the children of Israel marched around and shouted, there was only one person in Jericho. She was a harlot. She was a harlot. But somebody, two people came and preached the gospel, introducing the covenant to her. They said, take a scarlet thread, tie it on the windows of your house. It shall come to pass. Hey, he said, when destruction hit the city, it can kill everybody except the one under the covenant. When I read that, God said to me, if he can work for a harlot, it can work for anybody. If you want to meet the living God, come beyond the veil into a covenant relationship. Trace it from the time of Noah down to the time of Abraham and Lot. Because Lot was not a covenant man, but Abraham was. So fire was going to rain on the city of Sodom. The covenant man stood before God to protect his own family.
He didn't end up saving the city. He just collected his family out. Only one family escaped what destroyed a whole city. It was the family of the man connected to Abraham. He said, the way Genesis chapter 19 said it, when God overthrew the cities of Sodom, he remembered Abraham. Did you hear that? And brought Lot out of the overthrow. Is there anything that has power to arrest fire? Is there anything that has power to arrest plane crashes? Is there anything that is stronger than motor accidents, car tumbling on the road? Listen, my friends, I'm sent to you with a word. There is a place of safety where you need to run into. Can everybody turn to Zechariah chapter 9? Let's close with it. Let's close with it. Listen, my friends, Satan has declared war on humanity. There is only one group of people that has what it takes to stop him. As you see me, he can't even collect not even a chicken from my house. He can't even collect a baby goat, talk less of a human being. Not because everybody in my house is living right, but because there is somebody that has the light. Zechariah chapter 9, and I hear the voice of the Lord say, declare this message wherever you go now, for the secret of the end time saints is faith that is anchored on the covenant. The men that know their God, who shall stand and do exploits in these last days, those men are blood covenant men and women. Oh, ye saints of God, run back to the place of your refuge. Run back into the secret place. There is a hiding place on beneath the arm of the Most High. No evil shall befall the way you dwell in that place. No plague can come near your dwelling when you dwell in that place. 1,000 may fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left, but it shall not come near thee. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Yeah! Yeah! Oh. I see heaven open. Just look up, look up. There's somebody clothed in white that is looking over us right now. His hands are stretched out. If you are sick with cancer, cancer is melting. Tumor is melting in people's bodies. Whatever it is that is wrong with your body, it's melting for your body right now. Whatever growth you have in your system, it's melting right now. Barrenness is melting away. Lift up your hands and just bless him. You're going to make contact with divinity. There is a supernatural hand stretched out over you. Kamarosa. Healing is breaking out. Deliverance is breaking out. Even for family members that are not in the stadium. Even for family members that are not in the stadium. It's breaking out all over the place. It's breaking out all over the place. Deliverance has been commanded. Deliverance has been commanded. Deliverance has been commanded. Yeah! I say yeah! Everyone give him a shout! Yeah! Oh. Just lift your hands and just worship. Just give praise. Just give thanks. Miracles are happening. Ministries are experiencing revolution. The forces that have turned against your destiny, they are taking off these nights. They are taking off these nights. They are taking off these nights. Hallelujah. We are at Emene 3 years ago. And we got into Emene. And I took the power of the covenant and brought it. I said, I come tonight as a New Testament priest, carrying the blood of the everlasting covenant to the nation. As we began to introduce, the power of God fell. Do you know, somewhere as I was preaching, the tent was filled, people were outside, people started running. I was wondering why they were running. Cripples were getting up, blind eyes were opening, people started running. You know what happened? Within minutes, the crusade ground tripled, everyone was filled. You know what was happening? They were carrying people in stretchers. They carried people in stretchers. One particular man, I interviewed him. They went, his case had gone beyond repair. Carried him in stretchers. As they brought him near the ground, he got up and started running.
There was a blind man that came in. You know what happened? After his eyes opened, the next Monday, he went to work at the filling station where he used to beg. When he came, the people started, because he was working coordinated, they said, what's happened to you? He said, can't you see that I can see? He said, how come? And he started preaching to them. I said, the time of visitation has come. I said, the time of visitation has come. Listen, revival or no revival, whenever the blood is drawn, the line is drawn, heaven must visit. God has no option to stay back in heaven when covenant is being caught on earth. Just lift up your hands. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. I'm hearing from the Holy Ghost. It looks like we have to round it up tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mahanda Shora Bashande. I'm hearing an announcement from the trumpet. There are three gentlemen that had, one had crooked feet. Your feet have been strengthened and is grown back onto order. The other one that had problems with their legs, you are healed, my friend. In the name of Jesus Christ, get off of your seat and move around. Get off of where you are and move. You are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise, give him praise. Mysteries are going on. Angels are everywhere. Shadako Shaba. Shinama Shadaba. Helele Yaba. Helele Yaba. Listen. If you have not given your life to Christ, if something has gone wrong in any way with your walk with God, rush down to the altar here. There is a reconciliation going on here. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you. God bless you. Rush down here. As you come here, just give in your life and plead that blood over your life. Something is going to come over you. You're going to wake up, get up from here with a new mantle. Jabado Sada. You are not accepted because of your work, said the Lord. You are accepted because of the sacrifice. Because of the blood. Reconciliation, reconciliation, reconciliation. Iniquity is being purged. Offenses are being cleared. Roadblocks are being dismantled. Yeah, yeah. Outside, inside. You want to rededicate your life? You want to give your life to Christ? The altar is open. There is a fountain of cleansing. Yeah, yeah. While you are kneeling down, just make peace with God. Ask Jesus to forgive whatever has been wrong. Ask for the blood to atone for you. And the Holy Spirit will change your life right here. He will not only forgive and cleanse you, he will break the yoke of what has been holding you bound. Hallelujah. Every one of you, lift up your hands. Every member of your house, bring them under the covering of the blood. Anything that is important to you, your ministry, your family, your personal life, your destiny, enter into a new covenant with the Lord tonight. Tell him, Father, I enter into covenant living. I enter into covenant reality. I enter into deep realm of covenant walk with you. I hide myself under the provision of the blood. I hide myself in that secure place, the city of refuge. Kandabasoko, Shandabasura, we Zandabashe. Like Rahab, we apply it on the whole family. We bring the covering on the whole family. We bring it on the whole ministry. We bring it on the whole family, both spiritual and natural. We bring it on our children. We bring it Kandasosha. Like us, like Abraham, we bring it over Lot. Uncle Lot comes under security. Auntie Jesse comes under covering.
even your business, even your properties, bring them under covering. This is an insurance night. This is a night of insurance, personal insurance, life insurance, property insurance, business insurance. Put all of them under the blood. Ministry insurance. Your destiny will not crash. Your finances will not crash. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I saw a river of cleansing flowing through this place, flowing through your being, spirit, soul, and body. While you were praying and kneeling down, you are not the same again. And now, spirit of grace, fall upon every one of them. Recreate them. Bring the power to live the Christian life. Bring the power to overcome the weights and the weaknesses of the past. Let that line that was drawn by the Passover, followed by that which was applied by the Red Sea, take place in their life tonight. There is no more going back to what they've been pulled out from tonight. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogweli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900, 0805-315-3823.